probably don't feel this way enough, but there are times in our lives when we are just so pleased and happy that we catch ourselves thinking, I wish I could freeze time right now. I wish this moment would last forever. And I'd imagine that a lot of people in Seoul would have felt this way yesterday and today, with the sky so blue, the sunlight so warm, the breeze cool, and oh, the air so clean. Autumn will continue to deepen from now on, but with this fantastic, unripe, early autumn vibe, we've got, what, 10 days to enjoy it at best, if that, right? And because we know it won't last long, we can't help but want to enjoy it to the fullest, or even want to freeze time. If only we could bottle this tranquil breeze, this azure blue sky, all the puffy white clouds, the crisp clean air. And then we can take it out whenever we're feeling glum, muggy, or melancholy. Alas, it seems the more precious something is, the harder it is to store, and the shorter its shelf life is. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day.
안녕.
Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started today's show with Zion T. It was his song, 꺼내 먹어요, or Eat. Now, the sky here has been so gorgeous yesterday and today. Today's weather is also to die for. It's the kind of weather, the kind of sky and air that we can only enjoy at this time of the year, in this very narrow kind of slot, the earliest days of autumn, for Seoul anyway. And so for those of you tuning in from other parts of the world, I urge you to check out any recent pictures from Seoul on social media. Seoul Lights have been posting loads and loads of sky pictures because, I don't know, I'm guessing we're all wishing we could just bottle it all up. Do my fellow Seoul Lights agree? And if you are not in Seoul, where are you, and what's the weather like there? Our global roll call is coming up in just a moment, so tell me where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. And as usual, your song requests and your saeunder, stories, anecdotes about anything and everything are very much welcome as well. Nothing is too trivial to share. Anything goes. Message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at kbsonefineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. If you have a Korean phone number, you can text me at sharp8150. It's 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS. In part two of the show, singer-songwriter Stella Jang will join me for our Thursday segment, The Words, to take a closer look at the lyrics of some wonderful K-pop songs, so I hope you do stay tuned. All right, I'll be back with the roll call after one more song break. Here is Darin with her song 가을, Autumn. Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. Currently, it is 5:20 p.m. here. A wonderful day giving way to a wonderful afternoon, and I'm sure we're going to see a beautiful sunset here as well. Right now, I am talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? For our global roll call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you are all up to today, aside from tuning into the show. It's Where Are You? Listener Ho Matthew writes, Hi, Ms. Lena. I am in Singapore. I got to know you when I watched Begin Again series just recently. I am really touched by your songs, your passion towards music, and how you care for the musicians younger than you. Thank you for all the wonderful songs and performances. Will you go back to the Begin Again series if there are any upcoming series? Or will you be performing in any other stages? I look forward to seeing you on stage performing your version of any songs. Well, hello and welcome. Thank you so much for your message. So wonderful to know that you are enjoying the busking stuff. I'm always, you know, keeping my eyes peeled for some sort of performance opportunity. Lately, these days, we've been doing a lot of online concerts, which is good because you can actually tune in to a performance from pretty much wherever you are in the world, thanks to the wonderful streaming sites. If there's any, you can keep your eyes peeled or just keep searching for my name. Go to my official Instagram or my official company's Instagram and get some sort of schedule updates. And hopefully we can see you on stage. Tribuji Raharjo says, Hello everyone! Greetings from Indonesia, hello! And listener PC asks if the Where Are You photo on our Instagram page is a photo shot before a stage performance. And then writes, This morning I wanted to withdraw money from the nearest ATM but failed, so I went to the bank on campus. I was informed that I can only do the withdrawal at the counter, and I need to show my passport. So I went back to my dorm to take the passport and went again. It was an extra 40 minutes walk. Quite tired, but I'll just take it as exercise and stamina training. I received the gift from OFD, mouse pad with my favorite blue cummer and the handkerchief design. Later, me and a few friends are going to have takgalbi for our dinner. Yum yum, takgalbi. Well, first things first, to answer your question, is this before a performance? Yes and no. It was before many wonderful people and musicians were performing, but I was not performing. I was actually being a judge for their performances. It was a competition program. I'm so glad that you got in that extra exercise, but you're okay and your bank work is done. Enjoy your takgalbi. PSY05902 writes, DJ Jeongyeon 언니, 안녕하세요. Right now, I am in 진직 class. That is 진로와 직업, future paths and occupations. Now, as I am writing my 사연, my friends were joking that I should call you 이모. But no, you aren't my 언니. Today, I'm studying with a focus on science. And the topic for tomorrow's debate is the pros and cons of the employment system. I'll go prep for the debate now. Ha-ting! All right. Well, thank you so much for letting us know what you're up to. Good luck on tomorrow's debate. Ha-ting, 동생아! All right, let's move on to song requests. Looking at requests, we have one from Mizon Ramon, who writes, I am at home in Bangladesh, and my request song is Brown Eyed Soul's Nothing Better. Okay, and then we have Lim Tuea, who writes, Tuea, hi, Jeongyeon Nuna. Wow, your selfie is a real piece of eye candy. And happy Thursday. Oh, I've never heard that before. Interesting. Yes, I am so craving this Saturday for a haircut. Didn't go to the hair salon for almost 11 months from a long self-quarantine, but I am perfectly vaccinated now and made a reservation. Imagining new hairstyles. Most exciting moment. It's like making plans for travel. Yeah, these days, small things can be that exciting. And congratulations, a lot of people did have that quarantine hairstyle or grew quarantine beards, etc. And Lim Tuea asks, what kind of men's hairstyle do I like? And then requests 단발머리 by 조용필. Well, definitely don't like 단발머리 on men. No, I guess it depends. You know, some people can really, you know, pull it off very well. I personally tend to like a more clean-cut look, But I'm sure you and the professional hairdresser will be able to find a really flattering style for you. All right, let's listen to these two song requests now. First up, Brown Eyed Soul with Nothing Better. And then it is 조용필 with 단발머리. Sambalmori, Short Hair by 조용필. Before that, we heard Nothing Better by Brown Eyed Soul. Shaman DX ER 2020, a quick word are you, says once again, greetings from India, and today I'm in the office for duty. Hope you're having a great day at work. Although, J.S. Lee says, seriously, the weather, the sky is so wonderful that I don't feel like working. I want to go on a trip instead. Ooh, yes. Or at least just, you know, not work and just go outside, take a walk. Even in this little walk, I think would be really nice. J.S. Jerry 76 writes, 안녕하세요. It is a feel-good Thursday because it'll be the weekend after only one more day of work. Today, I'm going to leave work early and take a walk at a park near my place. Just like the blue sky of the day, the evening sunset is fantastic as well. Oh my, is the sun already setting? I wish I could see it. I think I'll be able to at least look at a lot of beautiful sunset pictures on social media. Maybe just experience it vicariously through that. And listener Yoon Mi-jang writes, I think the weather these days is the best of the year. I agree. It's good enough to wear short sleeve, long pants. It can be a little hot, but then it cools down soon enough. It's also great weather to exercise. But my body feels heavier than I thought. It's great weather to take a nap, too. So I keep getting sleepy. I think I should take my bicycle out in the morning next week. Last time I rode as far as Hannam Bridge, Hannamdaegyo, so I think I'll go to the next bridge over, whatever it may be. Yeongdong-daegyo, maybe? I do believe it is Dongho Bridge, Dongho-daegyo. I wish that this great weather would last longer, and my request song is 소녀시대's 성을 말해봐. All right. Well, I hope you do get on that bicycle and ride, because like you said, it is the best weather right now to get out there. Really beautiful, perfect breeze to keep you cool, just cool enough, right? All right. Our next song break, this song request, it is 소녀시대 Girls' Generation with 소원을 말해봐 or Genie. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Listener Jisoo Kim 0801 writes, 안녕하세요, 누나. So this should be the last one of the selfie series. I first thought that the left and right had been reversed, but I could figure it out because your mole is on the same side. And it seems like you accidentally covered the lens with your finger. Well, I basically love all the pictures of you regardless, but to pick up one among these three, I'd rather choose the first one. Your eyes glitter the most in it. All right, yes, you can feel free to pick your favorites. Absolutely so. My finger is not covering the lens. Actually, I caught a light flare from a lamp that was right, I think, before or above me. Kind of weird lighting in that dressing room, kind of dark. But it was, you know, very moody, made for a really good selfie. Listener, I'm Kelly, writes, is this picture the grand finale of the Elegance Beauty series? Oh, that's a very nice name for it. Onni, I love your mismatched earrings. The previous selfie only showed the earring on the left, so I was curious about the right side, and yay, I like the earring on the right. Ooh, I want to see the whole dress, too. Maybe a dress? Oh, yes, I know. I have to wait at least until mid-October to see it. Well, if you take nice selfies next time, please don't hesitate to post them as a series post. Ooh, yes, I think I will. I'll make it much more dynamic because it wasn't on purpose. I was trying to just take the same picture. It's just three different tries. But yeah, I like that. I'm inspired by all your feedback, Liz's inspired idea. And then we can kind of perfect the selfie series idea. Yeah, we'll work on that concept for the future. Listener Alicia Y writes, ooh, I love the earring combination. I'm one of those people who almost never wear matching earrings. Last night, I was trying to pick out a birthday gift for an online friend. She lives overseas, and her country was having a September 9th flash sale for an hour last night, so I jumped at the opportunity. I was trying to look for the option that had the best deals or the most freebies within the budget I had set aside. Well, came down to either an air fryer or two t-shirts from a brand she once mentioned in passing. My first instinct was to go with what was most practical. She doesn't have an air fryer, and it'd be handy considering she's got young nephews and nieces to care for. On second thought, isn't the best part about birthday gifts receiving stuff we like that we wouldn't otherwise spend on for ourselves? Went with the t-shirts. All right. Oh, either one would have been a fantastic gift, but yes, I do like that. If she had to save up for something practical and spend her own money on that, then yeah, a birthday gift, a nice splurge kind of gift. I think that's a fantastic idea, and I hope that she likes it. All righty. I will be right back with today's Parallel Universe after one more song break. Here is 잔나비 with 주저하는 연인들을 위해, or for lovers who hesitate.
나는 이렇게 쉬운 마음이야.
They're different, but not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to two songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's Parallel Universe. Today we're going to listen to two songs that are both entitled I'm in Love. Yes, a romantic mood for us here. We'll start with the K-pop song I'm in Love by Baek Yerin. Now, Baek Yerin is a singer-songwriter beloved not only for her very unique vocal tone, but also for her very original music style and her sound. Her song I'm in Love was part of her second studio album entitled Tell Us About Yourself. It was released in December of last year. Now, about this particular song on the album, Baek Yerin herself had said in an interview that it's a song that she wants to play for as many people as possible. She said that of all the shapes of love she could think of, she's included in the song only the purest forms. It is a very dreamy song, and it starts out with these English lyrics. Sometimes I want to give up myself just to be with you, to be perfectly me myself, to be clear that I could breathe alone, want to be with you. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. And moving on to the non-K-pop song of the day is I'm in Love by American singer-songwriter Evelyn Champagne King. She was one of the biggest soul disco artists of the 1970s and 80s. And her song I'm in Love is one of her signature songs, released in 1981. It was the title track of her fourth album of the same title, and it topped both the soul and dance charts at the time of its release. It was also later sampled by Janet Jackson on her 2004 song R&B Junkie. It is a love song and it's a dance song with lyrics like this. I had you on my mind. Way we met, it all happened so fast. It was love in your eyes. When we touched, there was love, so let's make it last. If love is real, there ain't no doubt about the way I feel. The way I feel about you, there's just ain't no doubt about it. I'm in love. All right, let's listen to these two love anthems back to back. I'm in Love by Peggy Edding and I'm in Love by Evelyn Champagne King. That was I'm in Love by Evelyn Champagne King. Before that, I'm in Love by Peggy Edding. Those were the Parallel Universe songs for today. All right, coming up in part two of the program is our Thursday segment, The Words, a chance for us to take a closer look into the words of some of the most popular K-pop numbers with lovely singer-songwriter Stella Chang. I'll wrap up part one, and then we'll move on to part two. Here is Skip by Crush and Han Sang-won. Yeah. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. The Words, our Thursday segment looking into the world of K-pop song lyrics, is coming up shortly with singer-songwriter Stella Jang. Let's give Stella a chance to get settled in with a quick song break. Here is Jeongin and Gary with 자전거, Bicycle. If you think about it, a song is a poem with a melody. And like poems, sometimes the words to a song hold more meanings than they let on. Other times, it's the story behind the words that's even more extraordinary. It's all in the words. The words of a song can be so much more than just a mere component, so we take time each week to take a closer look into lyrics in our segment of The Words. Making sure nothing gets lost in translation, we have singer-songwriter Stella Jang in the studio with me.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to the studio. How are you?
I'm fine, but I feel like summer is coming back.
Oh, I know. It got really hot today, right?
Yeah, it got really hot today, but still, I can feel the summer is fading out slowly.
I think one of our listeners was describing, especially yesterday too, because the air is so clean, I think it makes the sun feel a lot hotter.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
true.
And so just like summer today, actually I think it's supposed to be hot tomorrow into the weekend too. But it's really hot, you know, the sun is beating down on you, but then there's this breeze.
Yeah.
And the breeze is cool.
Yeah, it's a really nice weather for all kinds of outdoor stuff.
I know.
Like hiking or
are you
going
doing
to
any
Hangang.
Outdoor stuff or have you gone
I
for
went
a walk?
To I went to Han River.
Oh nice.
And I 연날이었어요.
Oh, you were that's right. You were flying kites.
Yeah, and I bought it like at a 편의점 at a store
little
nearby.
Little shop nearby.
And it was like maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I have that kite at home in a corner of my veranda. And I kept it because I bought it, so
sure.
I thought I had to keep it like for other occasions. But I live like not too far away from the Han River.
Riverside Park.
But
yeah.
But it's still like 20 minutes walk.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have to take a kite to the river, it's messy because the kite isn't very heavy, but it takes a lot of place. So
you have to
bring a big bag.
Something to carry it
in. Something to carry it. And it's... sometimes I feel
so
like
it's a little clumsy.
It's it's not the best. There's no best way to carry a kite. So
no, there really isn't. J.S. Leo was also asking. You know, 연날리기 재밌어요. Was it worth it?
It's fun. It's worth it. And sometimes I failed once to put it up
to into put
the
it
sky.
Up into the sky
right. because there was so to... so there was no wind that day.
Yeah, you need wind.
Yeah, and but these days, it's the perfect weather for a kite.
Oh, so... that's so beautiful. And you know what? The nicest thing to do these days is look up at the beautiful sky.
You see the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
it's
you
almost like Gangwon-do.
It's true. You can see this the beautiful sky in the daytime, the beautiful stars in the night sky. While you're flying a kite, that's like the perfect activity to do, to look at the sky. Because a lot of people say, oh, I'd like to go, you know, bike riding and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you can't really look up at the sky and ride a bicycle.
No,
it's not exactly
dangerous.
Safe. So kite flying, I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah, and that's also good for your spine.
Oh, is it?
I don't know, because I have issues with the 일자목 thing.
Yeah, we all have spine issues.
Yeah, so look up to the sky can help.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Help your cervical spine there.
Yeah, you can regain your C-curve.
Yeah. This is a very kind of multitasking activity you found here, Stella. Congrats.
Yes.
I like it.
I recommend it to everyone.
All right. Yeah, that is a great idea. What perfect weather than right now when we do have those autumn breezes to go and go... And it's funny because in English we have a phrase, go fly a kite. It's not a very good phrase.
Oh, what does
it means
it mean?
Sort of like, you know, I'm blowing you off, like go away. But I mean it in a nice way. Let's all go fly some kites. All right. Okay, moving on to today's theme. Now we got a little switch here. Wondering how this theme kind of came about. Stella, would you like to introduce our topic?
Yeah, today's topic is 말.
Mal.
Which means words, language, and speech. Mm-hmm. All that is related to what you do with your
speaking.
Tongue. Yeah,
yes.
Speaking.
Mm-hmm. Language.
And this just didn't come up very randomly like we...
It didn't?
Like I did like for...
For the other...
For, the
for
other,
some other weeks.
For some other weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I felt like I can't... I can do random stuff all the time, and sometimes maybe I should refine my first attitude.
Okay, right.
Because when I was starting OFD, I had like five weeks list already in my computer.
Wow.
And then little by little, I just lost my diligence and I just chose it
more instinctually.
Out of inspiration.
I see.
And,
it's hard. It's hard to keep being inspired by something.
Mm-hmm.
No
and not
what.
Being redundant.
Exactly.
Also.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah. So I felt like, oh, so whenever I have an idea, mm-hmm. I should just write it down and prepare a list. For OFD. So,
oh, that's so nice.
So this is my first one.
Thank you. And it's 말.
Yeah. And in Korean,
yes.
To speak or to talk, it's 말하다.
Mm-hmm. 말하다. To
literally
say
literally do the talk.
Yes. Yes. Do talk. Mm-hmm. Or to say words.
Yeah.
And then 말 itself refers to the words, the content of your speech, what you're saying.
Yeah. And 말 also means horse.
Horse. totally different, though.
Yeah, totally different, but there are a lot of playing on words.
Yes, a lot of puns out there, a lot of jokes.
Yeah, like 말 없는 말이 천리 간다 kind of,
like wordplay. Yeah, wordplay.
Wordplay.
Using the homophone of word horse and words, but today we're looking at words, not horses.
Yeah.
And
I could have put 말 달리자.
Yeah, we could have to take a little different spin. But we're going to keep it to words or language or speech and keeping it simple with our first song.
It's 말. Words. By Broccoli Nomaja Broccoli YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about words.
Yes, it is about words.
Mm-hmm.
In the context that we'll see, a specific context.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is saying any words in any way becoming reversible from now on? Does that mean that all the things you've said are becoming meaningless mm-hmm. words now?
Now, irreversible. 되돌릴 수 없는.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there's a repetition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I spoke to you and I laughed, but frankly, I was so anxious that all I felt was fear. Words I couldn't say to you. I couldn't say them to you. Words that would have been better unsaid. The sky was so particularly blue.
Hmm.
Is saying any words in any way becoming irreversible from now on? Does that mean that all the things you've said are becoming meaningless words now?
And he repeats again. If we break this down, we have like a part A.
Yeah.
Is any saying any words in any way becoming irreversible from now on? And then we have a kind of a part B. I spoke to you and I laughed in the words I couldn't say to you. And he repeats them back and forth, right? He goes A, and then B. And it almost feels like he has a loss for words.
Yeah.
In his repetition. I thought when I looked at these lyrics. The repetition, I think, is sort of a key to the theme of words.
Yeah.
Not being able to say them, or if you say it, you can't take it back.
And Yoon Deok-won does always a great job as a lyricist. And a lyricist's job is to put words on in a song,
to the notes.
So this is one example of words about words.
Yes, very good. Yeah. Words about words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's the words.
it truly is.
I never thought about it.
It is literally the words. Yeah.
So we're going to play this song called Words on the Words of One Fine Day in the Park.
And here he's talking about all the things that was said and unsaid in a relationship. You know how you look back, you know, in hindsight.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, should I have said it like this? Or maybe I shouldn't have said that at all.
Or maybe I should have said that.
Right? Or I should have said more.
Mm-hmm.
And just this clean, repeating vicious cycle that we have in our heads. I know this feeling very well. And I'm sure, you know, he captures it really well for a lot of listeners to relate to as well.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen. Here is Broccoli No Majo or Broccoli You Too with 말, words. That was Broccoli No Majo or Broccoli You Too with 말, or words. We're talking about words. It's words about words. Probably the most purest, faithful topic we can have on our segment, the words.
I'm kind of ashamed that I didn't bring out the words before.
You know, the most simplest and obvious things are usually the hardest things to think of.
굉장히 어둡다.
It's definitely true. But I love it. It's kind of refreshing to think about it and makes me feel like we're going literally back to the basics here, talking about the words on the words. All right, what's our next song?
Our next song is 말해 뭐해. Top Love by Kay Will. And this was a famous OST for 태양의 후예, Descendants of the Sun.
Yes.
And I actually didn't watch this drama, but
I
know
either.
This song because
but
everybody
know
knows
song.
This song.
Oh, yeah. This great song.
Yeah. And it has such a catchy hook, like with 말해 뭐해. And I think this was also a wordplay, but not on that horse thing. But in Korean, when you say 말해 뭐해, it means... no need for saying it.
What's the point?
It's so obvious.
Right. What's the point in even pointing it out? It's so obvious.
Yeah. But here we have a different syntax because you have an exclamation mark on 말해 and then 뭐해 with a question mark.
Right. So it's
which
말해?
Means say it. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Say it. What are you doing? Right?
Yeah, so here it has a little different meaning, but I think they also intended to make it sound like it's so obvious. It goes without saying.
It's very clever. You're actually using both kind of nuances of the phrase, and the punctuation is very important when you see 말해, 뭐해. Right?
Yeah.
just to, you know, bring the wordplay to attention. All right.
Without a word, here's another word.
Yes.
Without a word, it's growing on me. I don't think I can let this be. How did I fall so deeply for you? I don't even know the reason. Why are you circling me? Whatever you do, you're on my mind. Whatever you do, I get curious. Why are you circling me? what I am to do. I keep thinking of you.
Mm-hmm.
And say it. What are you doing? Say it. What are you doing? Don't be a fool and let the eyes wonder. Say it. What are you doing? Say it. What are you doing? I'll try saying it. I'll try saying it. The person in my heart, you are my only one.
Right. And what's really cute about this love song is the say it, he's actually talking to himself, right?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know, you gotta
be a weird. It'll be a little weird if he was talking to
somebody else.
Yeah. Say it. Say you love me.
Yeah. He's trying to build up this courage, like, oh, say it. Come on. You got to do it. What are you doing, man? You know, just sort of like a pep talk, right? Yeah. For yourself.
Yeah. Say it. You it's fool. True. Say it right now.
Exactly. And I thought that was what is really cute about this song.
Mm-hmm. Loving too much can make you cry. I don't understand such words. But tears that filled up in my two eyes, the moment I saw you, I think that might be love.
Aww.
Why are you circling me? Whatever you do, you're on my mind. Whatever you do, I get curious. You're the only one I think of like this. I keep kissing you.
Oh, very romantic. And then he repeats the hook. Say it! What are you doing? It's much more succinct in Korean, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a little too long in English, not catchy.
Yeah.
But yes, it's pretty much 말해모해. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. And even if everything about me is unskilled, all I want to do is to stay by your side. Could this be love? It must be love. I want to be yours, your man.
Aww. Hmm.
And with Cable's voice, this is a perfect match.
Yeah.
And this song was high on the charts, like, for forever. I remember.
Yeah. It was one of those things we heard everywhere. And like you said, even if we didn't watch the drama, we weren't familiar with the context, we definitely knew the song. It was a hit song.
Yeah.
Say it. What are you doing? Yeah. And it was super, super clever. JSJerry76 writes, it's difficult to take back any words that we let out. This is, I think, more in reference to Broccoli no Maja's song.
Yeah.
These days we're so used to texting, so I always read what I've written one more time before hitting send.
I tend to do it sometimes because I know that when you text someone, it's going to be left there and it's never going to disappear.
Yeah, very true.
And so I have to keep in mind that this might...
It'll go on record forever.
Yeah, it'll go on record.
It could be used against you in a court of law.
Yeah, and that's what my mom used to say when I was younger. I'm not very 조심성 많은 스타일. I don't really pay attention to the words I say. I used to not have any filter.
But that's changed.
Yes, but I think the core remains kind of the same. But but still, I'm trying to be a better person. But I tended to say everything I think,
blunt,
which was not good.
And
hurting people and being hurt because of my words. And my mom used to say that she thought when she was younger that every words she say is just staying on. In the air.
Yes, yes.
And it's floating around and...
They don't disappear.
They don't disappear. It's going to just stay there.
It lingers.
And that made my mom try to say good things, good stuff.
Be careful with her words.
And I didn't really pay attention to what she said back then. And I would just say whatever I wanted to say. But
you think of it now, though. Her words sort of resonate with you a little more.
Yeah. And and whenever I see some younger people...
Yeah.
Saying too much, yolk.
Cursing a little too much.
Cursing a little too much. I feel a little uncomfortable. And so I feel like, oh, I shouldn't say any words like that. I didn't know that it sounds like that from another person's point of view.
When you're hearing it. Yeah.
And when you hear it, and when you're a stranger to that person, you can be more distant.
That's true. Objective.
Objective. And so that's what makes you realize that, oh, I should be careful with my vocabulary.
Yeah, I think it's all about thinking about the other person's shoes, which is hard to do. You know, it's not our instinct to think about others first. We think about ourselves first.
Yeah, but youth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, youth. Yes. back to K-Will, though. 말해, 뭐해, say it. What are you doing? Really, really clever take on the concept of words and then, of course, this phrase, 말해, 뭐해? Let's listen. It is K-Will. 말해, 뭐해? Talk love. 말해, 뭐해. Kim Ji-soo realized something new after he listened to the song. Mm-hmm. There's actually these parts where he sings 말해 볼래,
oh,
which is a rhyme. So 말해 볼래, when he gets confidence, he says, I'm going to try saying it, right?
Yeah.
말해 뭐해, and then 말해 볼래. Yeah. And he didn't even know. He didn't even catch that.
I think, like, a lot of people still don't know.
Yeah,
and sure. And until I saw the title and the lyrics, mm-hmm, I didn't know that it was 말해 exclamation and 뭐해 question.
Question mark.
I thought it was, oh, it goes without saying. It's so obvious.
Yes. Also, especially because when he sings, there's no pause between the two words.
Yeah, it's 말해 뭐해.
Yeah, so it does sound like the other meaning more, just
yeah,
when you listen to it. And the twist, the plot twist comes afterwards when you look at the title and the way it's written. That's why the punctuation is kind of that, it's the surprise element, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
and
interesting.
And also, 말해 볼래 is another surprise element.
Absolutely. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Words with Stella Tang. And this week we're listening to some words about words. Songs,
yeah,
with words about words. Something with 말 or words in the title, words, speech, etc., etc. And it's fun, interesting, because we had, up until now, we have 말, just the words, and then we have 말해, to mm-hmm talk, which means say words or do words, mm-hmm, like Stella said. And we're going to kind of evolve more on that with our next song.
Our next song is 말하는 대로, As I Say, by Yoo Jae-suk and Lee Jeok.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 10 years old.
I
My
know.
God,
Can
I can't believe
it?
This. And
Infinite Challenge.
Mm-hmm. Kayoje. Mm-hmm. And this was the sub song that they wrote together.
Yes.
Because their main song was 앞구정나날이.
Yes.
And,
I remember.
But actually, 10 years later, I think this song is more popular, maybe,
yes,
because it touched a lot of souls' hearts.
It really did. I'm filming something, a TV show, with Lee Jeok Sunbae right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many times somebody mentioned this song. I mean, they mention a lot of his songs, but for some reason, this song, 말하는 대로, kind of, I don't know, left a lot of impression on a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. Because they, in the show,
mm-hmm,
in the variety show where they wrote this song together,
yeah,
there was a behind story,
mm-hmm,
like they were walking together in
yeah
the woods, and you just saw would tell Lee Jeok
yeah
his story about how he felt so insecure,
mm-hmm,
and not sure of himself.
Yes.
Back in the days when he was not this popular,
no,
he was not this famous,
right,
and he had no money, and he was young, but he was aging, and
mm-hmm
he felt like he was abandoned, and the other people who started this at the same place,
yes,
were going up, and you feel like you're staying at the same place,
and they're getting... Yeah, they're evolving or they're getting more successful and he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and that was the story that he was telling to Lee Jeok.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee Jeok's genius,
yes,
just made this song out of his story.
That story.
And so a lot of young people like who feel like they don't belong anywhere,
mm-hmm,
or they're not going anywhere with what
mm-hmm
they're doing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people just
really
found
relate
themselves in this song.
Yeah, absolutely so. So let's take a look at the gorgeous lyrics here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I was 20, after enduring a day and anxiously lying myself down to sleep, I worried, what should I do tomorrow? What should I do tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
When I closed my eyes, but sleep wouldn't come, and I felt so heavy that it hurt, I said to myself, why can't I succeed?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I succeed? I didn't believe that things would work out, as I say,
mm-hmm,
as I say. I couldn't believe it. It felt like a lie that I could do things as I decided, as I thought. I shook my head. Then one day, a small but surprising realization that came to my heart made me dream what I'll do tomorrow, what I'll do tomorrow.
Mm.
I thought about how, to be honest, I've never rushed into something so madly. I raised myself up. The moment I saw that things could go, as I say, I decided to believe. The moment I knew that I could do, as I decided, as I thought, I nodded my head.
I love that. The moment that I thought, you know what? It'll happen. I say it'll happen, and it'll happen. The moment I believed that, that was the moment things started changing.
Yeah, but that's the hardest part.
It's so true, because it means you have to have faith in yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then comes the rat part.
Yeah.
I didn't know that things could go as I decided, as I thought. I didn't know back then, my rough 20s, which can't come back, and which I can't go back to. Don't stop, don't fall, keep looking forward and run. Go your way, countless stories are told around me, but what I really must listen to is the small story within my heart, right now, as I say in my heart.
Yep. And 말하는 대로 is translated here as you say. 말하는 대로.
Yeah, just the way you
just
say.
Just like you said it. That's the way it'll be. It was said, and so it shall be. It's got a very poetic kind of feeling
to
it.
Yeah, and this part comes three times. Mm-hmm. And at the first part, it's, I didn't believe that things would work out as I say.
Right.
And then it became, the moment I saw that things could go as I say.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're reaching out to other people.
Yes.
Saying, as you say,
right.
it can be, mm-hmm. if you believe.
And then he even makes it even more wider, and then he begins to play on 대로, like as is. So as I said, as I decided, as mm-hmm. I thought, as I challenged. Infinitely.
Yeah, like Muhan Dojang.
And eternally. And he kind of really sort of just opens it up, right?
Yeah, this
really
is a
beautiful.
Perfect summary of the power of speech, power of what you say.
Absolutely. Saying it is, you know, we say saying it is, you know, the power of words.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of motivational speakers also talk about how if you verbalize your goals, it'll help you achieve them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, this is not like motivational speaking, but it's pretty motivational.
Yeah, and also very comforting.
Yeah. All right, let's listen. 유재석 and 이적 with 말하는 대로, or as I say.
나 스무 살 적에 하루를 견디고 불안한 잠자리에 누울 때면 내일 뭐 하지? 내일 뭐...
That was 유재석 and 이적 with 말하는 대로, or as I say. Definitely a huge tear-jerking song for a lot of people at that time. Still more so for even 10 years after the fact, people still talking about it and requesting it. And Love 82 says it feels more meaningful because it is Yoon and Im singing.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I can trust the song, you know, you feel the sincerity.
Mm-hmm. And I think, like, the vocal skills are not the most important part of this song.
No.
His singing it so sincerely, and it's his story. So I think, like, he was the best singer for
it was perfect.
This song.
Yeah. It was very touching, I thought.
Yeah.
All right, we're moving along to our next song about words.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This time we have 말꼬리, No Extra by Yoon Jong-shin and 정준일. And sung by 정준일 and written by Yoon Jong-shin.
Yes.
This was one of his
very earliest monthly singles. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's 10 years old as well.
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
I feel old.
Time flies. Yes. And then 말꼬리, if you can explain.
So it's two words put together. So 말 and 꼬리. And 꼬리 means in Korean tail.
Tail.
So it's the words lingering behind after something.
Right. And then we have a separate title in English, No Extra. Okay.
Yeah. So we have a breakup here.
Yes.
Rain is falling. You're about to go. My heart is soggily sinking.
Nook-nook-hage.
Like a scene from an old black and white film, my words keep getting cut.
That's good.
Yeah. That you suffered as much as you loved me. That you're letting me go because you love me. To such nonsensical excuses for a breakup. Do you want my response?
This is something that Stella, you talked about a lot on the on this segment. How you don't understand why they're saying, I'm going to break up with you because I love you so much.
Yeah.
And this is sort of, this person is calling them out. Yeah, don't say that.
Maybe this person is honest with herself. Mm-hmm. Maybe she still loves him, but sure. like he made her suffer too much. So,
sure.
So maybe this is all true.
Perhaps.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know what really happened. So.
No. Mm-hmm.
And maybe I didn't love as much as you did. I didn't love as much, so I can't let you go. I'm too small-minded. I don't have such deep drama-like love to wish you happiness after you leave. If you love me, stay with me. If you love, there is no goodbye.
Right. And this is very clever lyrics because they're referencing a lot of very common breakup song lyric kind of themes that we see a lot in K-ballads.
Yeah.
Right? I wish you happiness after I leave, or I must leave you now because I love you too much. And then he's sort of kind of addressing those and referencing those and kind of actually shooting them down, saying, that's not reality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think in this song, we have that some kind of tank of love.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use it all up,
right,
you just break up.
Right.
And so he is thinking that if you have any love left for me,
right,
don't leave.
Not
and stay
leave.
With me until it's completely empty.
Emptied out, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he says, until the bottom of our love shows, until our love dries up and cracks, use it all up before you go. Don't make such useless things as leftover love. So that's why I think this song is called No Extra.
No Extra.
Mm-hmm. Give mm-hmm. me all of the love, even as small as the fingertip, before you go. So there's no goodbye.
So just to every last drop is, I think, what is sort of the theme here, right?
Yeah.
If you say you have love left, it's not time to say goodbye, you know?
Yeah.
Let's just love till the very last
drop. It depends on her priority list.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she cares more about her mental health.
I'm sure there's lots of things going on, but, you know, it's in terms of when breakup songs go, it was very refreshing and sort of unusual kind of a concept, very kind of creative concept.
Yeah.
Right? Well, if you say that you love me, but so you have to leave me, I'm not accepting that. I love I didn't love as much. I still have some left, so I can't let you go. Very sweet. Bitter, there's a little bit of bitterness, and there's a lot of kind of, not sarcasm, but trying to be really blunt. Very interesting. I thought this was kind of very mind-blowing when it first came out, the lyrics. Yeah. All right, let's listen. Yun Jong-shin featuring Jong Jin-il on 말꼬리, No Extra. That was Yun Jong-shin, Jong Jin-il with 말꼬리 or No Extra. All right. We have time for one more song here on the words.
Mm-hmm. Our last song of the day is 내게 들려주고 싶은 말, Dear Me by Taeyeon. And it's literally the words I want myself to hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dear Me works really well.
Yeah, it was a nice translation in English.
It worked really well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of reminds me a little bit of 말하는 대로, but in a different way.
Yes.
Because it's not something like I would want to make things happen as I say.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, I want to tell myself some words of confidence so that I could love and believe myself more.
And it's interesting because when she sings, you know, we know the popular I love myself, I trust myself. Grammatically, it's a statement. I love myself. I trust myself. But she doesn't. And that seems to be the whole point of the song.
Yeah, it's a quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a quotation. Yeah.
And it's words that she's saying so that she can hear it, so that she can believe it. Just like you were talking about with 말하는 대로, or as I say. If I say it, then I will come to believe that it'll come true.
Yeah.
Or I'll believe it's true.
Mm-hmm. And she's the singer and she's going to be the listener of the song.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the very wonderful, sophisticated thing that's going on in this song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let me go so I could breathe, so I could be free in this passing scenery. as if to sing the words I want to let myself hear. I love myself. I trust myself. The words I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Imprison me in this deep night, leaving only loneliness that won't fall asleep. As if to sing the words I want to let myself hear. I love myself. I trust myself. The words I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me, who's endured the long darkness. Even if the night comes again, I won't hide. I'm by my side. Over the sky that will light up, I'll become the spreading light and fly away. If only I could let myself hear one day, I love myself, I trust myself. Will you remember?
She asks herself, will you remember these
words?
Mm-hmm.
I trust myself, please remember. I love myself, I trust myself. The words that will hug me.
Mm-hmm. The words that will hug me. And this is a very sparse melody, sparse lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about it is, especially in the repeating hook, as if to sing the words I want to let myself hear. I love myself, I trust myself. The words I didn't have. Now, in English, we have full sentences, but actually in Korean, all the phrases are a little bit broken up. They are not complete. You know, 내겐 없었던, in the first part, we say 내게 없었던 그 말, and then in the second part, 내게 없었던, she literally is at a losing words.
Yeah.
Not having the words, which I thought was a very kind of nice visual or audio way to illustrate the fact that this character lacks the words she needs.
Yeah, and I think a lot of singers who sing bright songs may relate to this song because she's a good singer and she sang a lot. I mean, a lot.
Great. And long repertory, long career.
Yeah, and sometimes when you have like 2-hour set list, sometimes you can't put yourself like completely into the song.
Exactly.
And maybe some people might love the way you sing it and be touched by what you sing, but literally you have to think of nothing in order not to
lose your place or lose your focus.
Yeah. Because sometimes on stage when I think about the lyrics, I start to forget lyrics.
The moment you start to think about it, you blank out.
Yeah, so you have to not think about it. You have to not think at all and just do what you're given to do.
Yes.
And so she sang a lot, but she never had these words like for herself.
Right. Nothing. All the words were for your emoting and your performing for your audience.
Yeah.
But these are words that she's going to just save for herself. And yes, she'll sing them, but she hopes that she remembers them. And that's another wonderful kind of perspective from the perspective of a performer.
Yeah.
How when you are singing lyrics, you're kind of giving those words away. Just like your mother said, you're putting those words out and they're going to hang in the air.
Oh, and maybe I'll meet them
audience.
Again.
Yeah. And these are the words that she wants to kind of last for herself.
Yeah.
Really, really sophisticated. I thought... a song when I first heard it. Love hearing it. And that will be our last the words. Thank you so much, Stella. It's time to wrap up and say goodbye. I can't believe how fast time flew today.
Thank you.
I hope you have a wonderful week. Enjoy the kind of the summery weekend before real autumn sets in.
Yeah.
Carry a cardigan around with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and a kite.
My best. And your kite in one hand. Happy kite flying.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Taking Stella out, here's Taeyeon with 내게 들려주고 싶은 말, Dear Me. That is all the time we have for today's One Fine Day. Hope you guys enjoyed. Well, without any further words, it's time to say goodbye with one more song called 말 or Talk by Seoul. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow.